It's Wednesday, December 14th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Small business employers are laying off staff too, and Gartner's IT infrastructure trends for 2023. This is the Business of Tech. According to data from Alignable, the number of small business employers laying off workers doubled in December compared to the previous month. Meanwhile, 41% of those businesses have a hard time paying rent. Just as the holiday season got underway, Alignable found that an average of 74% of small business employers surveyed, quote, have instituted hiring freezes until at least Q2 of next year. That was up a whopping 12 percentage points from November, it added. Nearly 3 out of 4 small business employers, 74%, say they can't afford to hire anyone now and don't expect to hire again until at least Q2 2023. That finding is up 12 percentage points over last month's number, 62%. There's also categories in this data. When looking at the change in the share of U.S. small business owners who say they are laying off workers, here's the list. The percentages are from November 2022 to December 2022. Increasing, it's gyms from 2 to 19%, construction from 12 to 18%, transportation from 4 to 17%, real estate 8% to 17%, finance from 9% to 15%, retail from 1% to 14%, restaurants from 6% to 11%, and manufacturing from 1% to 4%. Now, decreasing, agriculture from 27% to 17%, and travel from 13% to 1%. Overall, it's increasing from 8% to 15%. Some 87% of employers participating in this poll have fewer than 20 employees, and 77% have 10 or less. That said, let's note that our own space, technologists, isn't shrinking. According to a Tuesday report by tech career marketplace Dice, the number of postings for technologists grew 25% year over year during the first 10 months of 2022. The report analyzed tech job postings from January through October. The report said that tech job listings spiked early in the year to over 450,000 and then dipped below 400,000 in August and September. After 2 months of decline, postings rebounded with a 3% increase in October. Why do we care? I would think that specific data on the hiring practices of SMBs would be evident as to why we care. That moves my bar for analysis a little higher, so here it is. Technology companies will be more out of sync with their customers, considering how aggressive growth targets will be stymied by customers who are not growing. This is particularly hard for those who charge by user or device. I don't see a pattern in the two exceptions, agriculture and travel. I guess travel's growth is temporary, so I wouldn't read too much into that. And a bit more trends research to look at, Gartner with their IT infrastructure trends for 2023. I'm pulling a couple of the highlights. Quote, cloud teams will optimize and refactor cloud infrastructure. Nearly every business already makes use of cloud services, but many cloud implementations are poor. In 2023, when many businesses will not undertake major new cloud expansion projects, infrastructure teams will finally have the time and space to optimize their existing cloud assets and pay down the technical debt they have incurred. However, making architectural changes to running code is not within the I&O team's remit. They will need to collaborate closely with software developers and business units to make mutually beneficial changes. Data center teams will adopt cloud principles on premises. IT organizations increasingly demand the benefits and operating model of the public cloud, even for those workloads that remain on premises. Cloud providers showed businesses a better way to create and use applications and data. The pressure is on data center teams to deliver similar value by making on-prem infrastructure more cloud-like. Service-centric, elastic, and highly scalable with capacity on demand and consumption-based pricing. Successful organizations will make skills growth their highest priority. In 2021, Gartner highlighted the skills crisis among I&O teams as a key concern for 2022. As we look to 2023, this crisis has not abated. If anything, it has worsened. Lack of skills remains the primary barrier to infrastructure modernization initiatives. I&O teams must prioritize skills growth above all else. Successful teams are already doing so. They set aside dedicated work time for employees to learn new skills on the clock, and they have established centers of excellence and/or communities of practice to share best practices and new ideas. Why do we care? Thought I'd highlight that statement about cloud principles. That should be the focus for any provider in general. Rephrasing that statement, make infrastructure more cloud-like, service-centric, elastic, and highly scalable with capacity on demand and consumption-based pricing. That's my takeaway, and I'm using that filter against any offering. MSPs are frequently at the forefront of cybersecurity challenges. Between changing customer expectations and the growing threat landscape, you are stretched thin. Need a helping hand? Download research sponsored by Field Effect and learn how offering MDR increases revenue, simplifies operations, and maximizes margins for MSPs. This paper explores the growing managed detection and response market and how to differentiate managed security services with the right MDR solution, including insights from five MSPs who've added Covalence to their offerings and the positive impact on their businesses. Want to learn more? Visit fieldeffect.com/MSP-radio. Thanks for listening. Are you still working on shopping? It is National Free Shipping Day, and it is also More Good Today Day. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.